Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Put a spring in your step and fresh looks in your home, in-store or online at harrycurry.com.
And I'm going to go straight over to Cindy. Cindy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Cindy, you are very welcome to Ireland.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. I'm here with Dan, my partner.
Okay, and you're over here from Canada?
That's correct.
And
we came over from New Brunswick.
From New Brunswick, lovely. And it's your first time here?
It is. We're actually coming back from a trip to Turkey and Greece, and I arranged a layover for a few days in Ireland so we could get a flavor of the Emerald Isle, where we both have some heritage.
And I believe you were heading to Kerry, which means you have excellent taste.
You know, I was heading to Kerry, and I'm currently in Sneem, because when I lived in Montreal for a number of decades, I had a friend there who was a Gaelic-speaking storyteller in Montreal, named Mike Burns. And I thought, well, we're over here for a couple of days and don't know what we're doing. I'm going to drop by Sneem and see where he grew up. And I think his cousin has started the Sneem Storytelling Festival here. Another storyteller named Burns, Bat Burns from Sneem.
Brilliant.
So we just drove in and we're sitting at O'Shea's Pub in Sneem, starting to do the Ring of Kerry.
Oh, well, let me just tell you, Sneem is one of the most beautiful, beautiful places in the whole country. So you have started in a very good place. It didn't start off so well for you, though, Cindy. Tell me what happened when...
No, it didn't. We got here and we rented a car and we got on the road and went down for an hour. And a light came on that said the electrical system was failing, basically. And we pulled off of the road, and with all the trucks going by, we tried to start it. About 20 minutes later, we got it started. It died again on a roundabout. We pulled off at the first round and the first exit we could roll over to. And so we were facing the wrong way. Facing south on a northbound exit, and of course we're driving on the left side of the road for the first time. And there we were. We called the rental company, and they said, "You didn't take insurance with us. You decided to take it your own insurance, and so you will have to tow the car back to Dublin at your expense, repair the car." And no, we won't give you a rental car. We won't give you a replacement. I think that was just the example of a poor customer service by a representative and corporate culture. But we ended up on the side of the road, and our cell phones were charging in the car, but it was an alternator failure. So we couldn't even call. Our cell phones were dying.
Okay, so we're talking about...
Back.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cindy, an incredibly stressful and actually quite dangerous situation to be at the side of a very busy road.
Exactly, going the wrong way.
Going the wrong way, pointed in the wrong direction.
No.
So the reason we know about this is the one person you did manage to get in touch with was the B&B that you were intending to stay. You were going to stay in Killaloe for your first night in Ireland. And you got in touch with Billy. And Billy was so worried about you that he actually got in touch with Joe. He got in touch with Liveline.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the email that he sent. He said, "I'm sitting here at my kitchen table, very concerned about a retired Canadian couple who have made a reservation in our small bed and breakfast outside Killaloe in County Clare." And he says, "As I write this, they are stranded somewhere in Kildare, we think off the M7. And then he went on to describe your trauma. Hang on there. I think I've got Billy on the line. Billy, are you there?
Katie, yes, I am. Yeah, how are you?
Hiya, Billy. Billy, you are, is it Bail Kelly Country House?
Yeah, Bail Kelly Country House, small little bed and breakfast at wife runs outside Killaloe.
Yes, I'm told on your website it says where guests can unwind and enjoy the peaceful setting of our beautiful Georgian home. Unfortunately, Cindy and Daniel did not make it as far as the peaceful setting of the beautiful Georgian home on Monday.
Not on Monday. No, they didn't. But we were in communications with them. Listen, we just got the message that we're struggling with their phones, and we, you know, I said, "Is there anything I can do?" And eventually, I got in contact with Budget, and Budget put me in contact with the AA, and they sent the guy out. I'm not sure if Cindy has covered all this because my line dropped or whatever a few minutes ago, but. They came and they took the car away, and the information that we got is that the car was taken away, but nobody was going to do anything with Cindy and Dan, and we said, this couldn't be right.
So fair play to you, though. They were like, they weren't even your customers at that stage. They hadn't even arrived, but you were desperately trying to sort them out.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, you can just kind of picture being, you know, from a foreign country in a strange country at night. Okay, the weather was good, but it didn't seem to really matter. But the information that we had was that the car was going to be taken away and they were going to be left on the side of the road with their suitcases, which I found fairly unbelievable way to treat tourists to this country.
And as you were saying, I know you said it in this email, that it was probably going to be too expensive or too costly for them to make it from Kildare down to Killaloe at that stage. And you were saying you were hoping that, as you say, I hope the assistance we give them will ensure they return. But you were saying hopefully that the ordinary people of Ireland will take good care of them. Will you hang on there, Billy? Because an ordinary person of Ireland is on the other line. Eamon, good afternoon, Eamon.
Hello, how are you?
Eamon, how are you? You came upon Cindy and Daniel at the side of the road.
I was tipping home. I was at a meeting and I was just going home and taking my exit. And I see this car facing me on the exit, not coming the opposite, the wrong way, but pulled in at the side of the road in the wrong way. And I said, this isn't right, there's something happening. So I pulled in, Cindy and Dan were out of the car. So I said, can I help you in any way? And they said, our phones are dying, we're trying to get in touch with different people. I said, look, just charge the phones in my car there. I'll stay with you for a few minutes and we'll see where it goes from there.
But your relationship lasted more than a few minutes, though.
It did. They weren't having much help, and they were on to the rental company. They eventually got through to the rental company. The rental company said, you know, we won't be able to help you for at least a couple of hours. They'll try and send an AA man out. It'll be a couple of hours. So I couldn't really leave them on the side of the road, so I just asked them, would they like to come up to my house for a cup of tea? We were within a mile of my house, so we threw them into the car and came up, and my wife Catherine
did you give Catherine any notice that you were landing?
None.
In
I walked in the door and I said, Catherine, I have another couple of strays here for you. And she kind of just said, yeah. So she came in then, and sure, Catherine's brilliant. She's very very hospitable, I would say. So it was just, come on in, have a cup of tea, would you like a sandwich, and whatever. And within, I suppose, maybe a quarter of an hour, the AA did ring and said, we'll be there in 5 minutes. So I just said to Cindy, you stay where you are, we'll go back up to the car, Jeff and Dan will go back up to the car, and we'll meet that man. When we get up and running, we'll bring the car back up, and you can be on your way. So that was fine. We did that, and unfortunately, the AA man, well, I don't know whether fortunately or unfortunately, he couldn't get the car going. So he just said, yeah, I'm going to have to tow your car. So you're still on the side of the road sort of way. So I just said, look, come on up home. We'll take the bags and everything like that. We'll get in touch with Budget and we'll see about getting you sorted for the night. So we came back home. We just came back home and just tried to sort things out, that's all.
And Cindy and Dan ended up staying with you.
They did. Look, we couldn't get a car sorted for them. We could get nothing. I think the office, this is kind of probably 11 o'clock at this stage or 10:30, and the offices were closed and we couldn't get a car. And sure, then they kind of said, oh, we'll find a hotel, and we're close here where we are in Laois to the Heritage Hotel. And we kind of said the Heritage, but that's fierce expensive, like for a quick drop-in. So we're just kind of chatting, and Catherine kind of walked past me, caught me eye, and kind of called me over and said, "Sure, they can stay here." I said, "Yeah, I suppose. Sure, we have a spare room, and the lads are in college, and two of the lads are away." So I just said, "Ah, sure, I suppose, yeah." So we asked them would they like to stay, and of course, "Oh God, no, we couldn't impose on you and everything." And I said, "You're not imposing, really. You're just getting a bed for the night, and we'll get you sorted in the morning." So that's what happened. They stayed with us for the night.
Well, you're a lucky man, Eamon. Would Catherine be used to you bringing home waifs and strays out of the blue?
Not waifs and strays. She does her fair share of it herself. Like, there was some sort of a charity run on, I think it was Special Olympics or something, and they were looking for people to put up bikers for, you know, the outriders or whatever. So one of them came to our house all those years ago, and we took in a Ukrainian girl then back 2 years ago. We took in Anya and her family for a few months, and we have the room, so we might as well share it around a bit as well, you know, take a chance. We make new friends.
You're hospitable people, there's no doubt about it. You're a retired guard, Eamon, are you?
Not retired yet.
Oh, you're a serving guard. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm still serving. Yeah, I suppose that's what caught me eye to the car in the first place. I'm still kind of working, and I'm due to. I can retire anytime. So, in negotiations.
Well, you're an ad for the force, is all I can say, and Catherine as well. What fantastic, thanks, hospitable people! Can I, Cindy? You really landed on your feet there, didn't you?
Well, we couldn't have been more fortunate. And I of course know Eamon. I have never spoken to Billy. I want to give a shout out of thank you and gratitude to Billy. I do know Anita now. So yes, we couldn't have been more fortunate. We joked with Eamon afterwards. He thought we were drunk on the wrong side of the road. He would have had a much easier evening and day had we been drunks, and he just could have sent us back up off the road. Instead, he ended up taking us home. Catherine was just Eamon and Catherine and Billy and Anita have been the most wonderful representatives of Ireland, the very best of the heart of the Irish people. And so when we came over to Eamon's, and Catherine just, their son had a birthday, she sat down and gave us birthday cakes, and we just sat and had a nice, good chat as though we had been neighbors. It was wonderful. You know, we had a bit of a tale of woe and that ended in joy. I came here because I love the Irish people that I've known in Canada. And especially my friend, who's the I think you say Sinn Ókay, in Canada, and it tells Gaelic tales, and you know, just the stories of the conversation and the warmth and joie de vivre of the Irish people, and it sure, that's what I came here for, to get a taste of, and it turned out I got just so much more than I had hoped for on this trip, and because of Eamon and Catherine
and Billy.
And because of Billy and Anita at Bill Kelly House. So after we got our car yesterday...
We should say, sorry, Cindy, I should say that. We should say that and acknowledge that the budget did actually sort you out and give you a replacement
Absolutely.
Car. And you're very happy with how that went ultimately and very grateful for that.
Yes. Yes,
but you did manage to drop down to, you dropped into Billy and Anita then on the way down just to have a cup of tea.
When we got the car and we told Anita we were okay. I said, "We're going to be going that way. You know, if you have time, we'd drop by to meet you and say thank you." So we got there with a bottle of wine and chocolates, and she was there with scones and tea on the table. And we just had a lovely time, a lovely visit with Anita. She could not have been more warm and welcoming than she was. And their house is just gorgeous. They bought a ruin. It was no more than a ruin. And they have just made the most beautiful country inn out of it. And
okay, let's plug it again. Let's plug it again, Cindy. Bale Kelly Country House, Georgian Country House.
Bill Kelly Country House in Killaloe.
In Killaloe. Where is just outside Killaloe, Billy, is it?
Yeah, just outside Killaloe, about 10 minutes. I mean, she says that we're passing the way. You know, it's about a 15-minute drive off the motorway, you know what I mean? A lot of people use it going down to West Cork for an overnight or something or whatever, but they did actually go out of their way to call to Anita with the wine and chocolates, which were very welcomed.
Nice people meeting nice people, I think, Cindy. How long have you left in Ireland?
Just actually until tomorrow afternoon. It was a forecast for another longer trip, and we will certainly be back. The people of Ireland have been everything I would have ever hoped for on this trip, and so we want to come back for a longer time, come back for a few weeks or a few months. And we'll be heading over to Bill Kelly House when we do, and we'll be dropping by to see Eamon and Catherine if we can't convince them to come visit us in Canada before then.
Okay.
Same for Billy and Anita.
Well, you enjoy your time there and Dan as well in Kerry. As I say, I don't say this about everywhere in Ireland, but where you are is definitely, you are going to some of the best of places. Sneem is honestly, I think, one of the most beautiful parts of the country down that peninsula. And if you want to go a little bit north up the Dingle Peninsula again, you can't go wrong. So try and fit in as much as you possibly can in the bit of time you've left. We're really delighted to have you on, and the very best. Where else have you anything else on the itinerary there?
We're going to try to make it over to Galway tonight for a storytelling session at the Crane Pub.
All right. God, you're going to be busy if you're going up from Sneem to Galway. Will you have to go through? We've a new national park just announced in the last week in Kerry there across the Conor Pass. You might have to go up. You might make a little detour around that way. It is well worth it. Cindy, it was lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Regards to Dan. Billy, lovely to talk to you. Yeah. And Eamon and Catherine, well done. You are you're a great ad for us all.
Thanks a million, Katie.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful, beautiful country.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan here, but the best thing of all is the people and the people that we've met. And that's been a pleasure, and I do plan on coming back.
Okay, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.